Negotiations over a new government in Iraq have not dragged on as long as the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, but they have dragged well over 200 days and counting. As we've reported, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki seems close to forming a new government and keeping his job. One of his coalition partners would be a faction led by Muqtada al-Sadr. His militia forces battled American troops for years, and here he is close to power again. That troubles the U.S. because it means a number of key government positions could go to Sadr's followers. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
U.S. Ambassador to Iraq James Jeffrey offered reporters the standard U.S. position a few days after the Sadr movement threw its support behind Maliki. He said a broadly inclusive government, including the Sunni-backed bloc headed by Ayad Alawi, would be preferable, and that the new government should be formed quickly. But he also made it clear that the recent rise in the Sadr movement's political fortunes was not a happy development for Washington.
The problem that we see and that others see here, and I want to underline others see here, is that there is not clarity on whether the Sadrist movement is a political movement or it is an armed militia, which carries out political objectives through violent means. And a democracy can't tolerate that.
At the Iraqi parliament, Kurdish lawmakers were in fine spirits and unusually high demand. The Kurds now hold a crucial block of votes, enough to put Maliki or his chief rivals for power over the finish line in this excruciating slow-motion race to form a government. Kurdish MP Mahmoud Othman says it's not surprising the Americans are worried about the Sadrists, as they're known here, acquiring important security positions in the next government.
Well, as far as the Americans are concerned, they think Sadrists are still half terrorists. So they think if they get security posts, of course, will not be good, dangerous.
U.S. forces clashed repeatedly with Sadr's armed wing, the Mahdi Army, or Jaish al-Mahdi. Finally, with U.S. support, Maliki ordered a crackdown against the militia. And after heavy fighting in 2008, Sadr ordered his men to disarm. But Othman says he doesn't think neighboring Iran has given up on its desire to have another half-political, half-military actor in the Middle East, as it does with Hezbollah in Lebanon.
They tried very hard. They had Jaish al-Mahdi. But Jaish al-Mahdi didn't behave well. They were not as clever as Hezbollah. But now still they have such a possibility. That's exactly what they are aiming at. Iran is aiming at making the Sadr sort of a Hezbollah in Iraq.
Haider al-Abadi with Maliki's State of Law party has heard that the Americans are hoping for some coalition that excludes or minimizes the Sadr movement. But he says that's a double standard. If you want a broad coalition of all winning blocs, the Sadrists should be part of it. He also hopes Alawi's Iraqiya bloc will come on board. Or if not the whole bloc, at least a sizable chunk of the Sunni parties, which cast their lot with Alawi in Iraqiya during the election.
I think there are such signs. If they see the train is moving on the track, a lot of Iraqi people will follow, because we don't believe they went all this length in the election, and where they want that to be in opposition. They want to be in the government.
The apparent Sadr-Maliki rapprochement has also revealed cracks in the majority Shiite political community. The Supreme Council, the once dominant religious Shiite party with roots in Iran, refused to join the Maliki-Sadr alliance, and its leading candidate, Adel Abdel-Mahdi, is still competing against Maliki for the prime minister's job. But Mahmoud Othman, the Kurdish lawmaker, says Iran probably won't allow those parties to join with Alawi and the Sunnis. Iraqi analysts say for now the most likely outcome looks to be another term for Maliki, heading a pro-Iran government that includes hardline anti-American elements from the Sadr movement. The main caveat, they say, is that the Sadrists have switched allegiance 3 times already and might do so again. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.